Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Chief Minister Niphu Rio yesterday launched two financial floriculture scheme for flower growers in Nagaland during the formal inauguration of Bloom Bazaar in Kohima. During the program, Rio gave checks amount of around 52 lakh rupees to 12 beneficiaries from the flower growers. 10 of the beneficiaries received the loans from Northeast Small Finance Bank and one each from Bank of Baroda and Nagaland Rural Bank respectively. Joint Secretary IDAN Rennie Wilfred said under the initiative, two types of loan have been offered to the flower growers by three financial institutions. He said a collateral-free loan up to 10 lakh rupees is extended to flower growers having 3 years standing in flower industry, and to the newcomers in the industry, a collateral free loan up to 2 lakh rupees. Wilfred further expressed hope that this initiative will bring changes. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang held a meeting with the Managing Director of NHIDCL and Executive Director RO Kohima at his official residence. Zeliang said the meeting deliberated and shared concerns on a wide range of subjects concerning road development in the state. He said that with better coordination and support between the National Highway, NPWD and NHIDCL, works will progress in the right direction. The Deputy CM exuded confidence that many works which have been under progress for years will be completed soon with quality. Peg District Administration has restricted the movement of light and medium vehicles carrying a load below 11.5 metric tons on Kohima Jessami Road, Package 2 on National Highway 29 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. till October 2, 2023. Peg Deputy Commissioner Kuko Mero informed that landslide and rockfalls have damaged a stretch of road from existing kilometer 30.474 to kilometer 53.220 on Kohima Jessami Road, for which restoration work is being executed. The DC advised travelers to take the alternative route via Zuketsa. Further, the DC informed that the bridge at kilometer 36.950 Kohima Jessami Road, Package 2 on National Highway 29 has been severely damaged. In this regard, the DC has imposed complete restriction on movement of heavy and medium vehicles carrying a load of 11.5 metric tons and above. Nagaland Police felicitated HSLC and HSSLC 2023 toppers and DGP Commendation Disc awardees in the presence of DGP Rupin Sharma yesterday. Speaking at the award ceremony held at Police Headquarters Lobby in Kohima, DGP Sharma emphasized on the importance of recognizing and encouraging excellence within the force. The DGP also acknowledged the exceptional academic achievements of HSLC and HSSLC toppers. 20 exemplary officers, staff and personnel of the Nagaland Police were awarded the coveted DGP Commendation Disc. 8 talented students who excelled in the HSLC and HSSLC examination were felicitated. Monsoon season in the country has ended with 94.4% rainfall from June to September this year. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, said that the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall over the monsoon core zone, which consists of most of the rain-fed agriculture regions in the country, received 101% of the long-period average. However, 73% of the total area and 7 subdivisions received deficient season rainfall. The IMD further said that normal to above normal maximum temperatures are likely over most parts of the country in October this year. On day 7 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, China, India added 2 gold, 2 silver and a bronze to take its overall medal tally to 38 with 10 gold, 14 silver and 14 bronze. Kartik Kumar and Gulveer Singh won silver and bronze medal respectively in the men's 10,000 meter final, while Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle won gold in the mixed doubles tennis final. The Indian trio of Saurav Ghoshal, Abhay Singh and Mahesh Mangaonkar won gold in the men's team squash event, while Sarabjot Singh and Divya T.S. won silver in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team final. In badminton, India won the men's team semi-final against Korea by 3-2 and will face China in the finals today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.